There is a hadith in Sahih Tirmidhi, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrates that whoever has passed his morning in this way, that he hastens and runs to the masjid, comes quickly to the masjid, and he prays salah in congregation. And after completing his prayer, his salah, in the same masjid, in the same place, he becomes immersed, busy, occupied in the dhikr of Allah. He keeps on remembering Allah. And then when the sun rises, then he, on this worship action, he expresses his gratitude to Allah. After dhikr, he does shukr, he's grateful. And then he prays two rak'ah salah of gratefulness, showing his gratefulness. He completes that salah. As Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu narrates in this hadith in Tirmidhi, that Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable, the just, who on his tongue he expressed and spoke the wahi revelation, he stated that for such a group of people or an individual, doesn't matter how sinful he is, how astray that person is, but in this condition, if a person comes and implements, then he gets one complete hajj and one complete umrah reward. That person, he can do this all life long, continuously. Why? Because in the morning, he prays salah. Now here, there are a few, two, three points that please listen to and understand. That in this hadith, the meaning that we acquire from this hadith is this point, that for this whole action, you have to implement this action in the same way. You pray salah in that same masjid where you are going to do dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Doesn't matter how far it is or how close it is. If you want to get the reward of this amal, then you go to that masjid and then you implement salah in congregation in that masjid. You sit in the same place and you start your dhikr in the same place. And after that dhikr in that same sitting, that on the completion of dhikr, then for being grateful, you pray two rak'ah salah. Then you get this complete reward, that same reward that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained to us. So try, make effort to attain this action, to implement this action, leave home early, and come here and pray salah here. Because this amal, you will get the rewards at that same time. So what a fantastic and excellent reward Allah has granted, that every day one hajj, one umrah reward we attain. And accepted, alhamdulillah. Accepted hajj umrah. And Allah is happy and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also happy at the same time, alhamdulillah. Allah ta'ala has enabled us to pray salah. Allah has allowed us to be grateful. Allah has allowed us to do His dhikr, remembrance. Now, let's go towards the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. We prayed salah for sure. Now let's do dhikr. Let's remember Him. And what are the practicalities of dhikr? There are two types of dhikr. One is dhikr performed with the tongue, verbally, which is called lisani dhikr, like we have just done prior to this. But greater than that, 70 times greater than that dhikr, is the dhikr in the heart, remembering Allah in the heart, which is called muraqabah. Why is this greater, the dhikr of the heart? Because there are two qualities inherent. You do dhikr and you do fikr at the same time. And this is what Allah Ta'ala says, that those are the people who do dhikr, who also do fikr, who have concern. So in dhikr, fikr is included when you do this with your heart. And what is fikr? You've got fikr of what? Concern about what? Then you start to develop concern for the hereafter. Worry for the hereafter. That's the quality in this dhikr. Silent dhikr. The more you do qalbi dhikr of the heart and you do muraqabah, then the concern for the hereafter is developed. And the concern for this world is reduced. And Allah Ta'ala, to that person, then He prepares and gives that person preparation for the hereafter. So in this dhikr, that's why there's more reward, because alongside this, in parallel, there's fikr, concern. You're pondering, the person's doing dhikr. Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُلُومِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So much fikr, concern, thinking, that the doors, everything opens between the heavens and the earth for that person is understanding. So do this muraqabah, but But why is this greater? You have to learn this dhikr. Until you don't have a sheikh, if you don't have a teacher, then you cannot learn this dhikr. For this, definitely, you have to go acquire, seek a sheikh, and he has to be a Naqshbandi kamil, complete sheikh, who has got the permission, has the knowledge complete of this dhikr. Then you can learn from him. You have to sit with that sheikh, that teacher. And in that sitting, just while you sit, morning and evening, then subhanAllah, glory be to Allah, automatically these emotions and feeling circumstances are generated, developed in that person. So do muraqabah, do silent dhikr, and the method to do muraqabah is this, that from your heart extract all thoughts, eliminate all thoughts, focus on your heart, think in your heart, and within your heart, his personal name, Allah, 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 without moving your tongue, without any voice, not audibly, do it in this manner. You have to do the dhikr. Just as on our heart, all our mashaykh, Naqshbandi, silsila mashaykh, our heart is connected to them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all His magnificence and splendor, His fares, His blessings, via the wasila, association of our pious predecessors, mashaykh, this is now coming into our heart. So with this thought and thinking, if you establish this, the more you establish this thinking and vision, then alhamdulillah, you'll see the fares, the blessings coming via our pious predecessors. So close your eyes, focus on your heart, and make this intention that on this lataif, spiritual point and lesson from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His fares, blessings via all of the honorable mashaykh through their association, this is coming into my heart. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.